Great to have your company, Adelaide. Midweek edition of The Rush Hour. Jars and Louis here. So welcome the big man to Hump Day. Welcome, Jar.
G'day, Louis. Hello, Adelaide, Mount Gambier. Lovely to have you on board. Looking forward to a Wednesday, Lulu. What the weather? Honestly, I'm glad I don't wear a hairpiece.
Yep.
Because the wind today, my hairpiece would have ended up down at Seacliff somewhere. Honestly, Lou.
Not even that. It would have
been. She was blowy.
Would have been down the side of your head. Would have been looking like Kevin Bartlett in a comb over. I tell you what.
Oh, great to be here, Luke.
It certainly is. Boy, have we got a show for you today,
Luke,
as well. Adelaide's got a new lovely boys.
What?
Not your boys. Not my boys.
No.
There is a new set of lovely boys in town,
Port
as
Adelaide?
Identified by their coach. Tell you more in about half an hour.
Yeah,
it's got nothing to do with AFL.
I like it when you point.
Nothing to do with AFL. Going to just marvel in the glory that is Kieran McAvoy. He's on Ruin Ditch this morning.
Yeah.
Made a particular comment that just struck me dumbfounded.
Oh, yeah.
The ability of these guys and what they can do, we're going to talk about that as well. Jars has to talk to his family.
I need to cleanse.
It's a council meeting
of
the Rush Hour family.
I've got some issues at home with mother and daughter and dogs. And
just everything.
Yeah.
To be honest, a quiz with no name, $1,000 are up for grabs as well. Hey, there's no Murph today. There's a rumour getting around, and I'd like to add fuel to fire.
Oh, he hasn't been clipped.
Like a lot of fringe players at this time of year.
Oh, not Cricket Australia.
He may have been sent to the Gold Coast.
We got young Timmy.
Timmy Pye!
Hey, Timmy, you do brekkie with Rupert and Ditch.
I do. I have a long day.
Jeez. Were they in sober today, those two boys?
Yeah, they're all right.
I tell you what, it'd be fair to say, Triple M, not much depth. The fact that we've got to get Timmy to come back in the afternoons.
That's
a compliment, Tim.
Mate, it's a hard job to get.
Yeah.
Once you've got it, you hold on to it. You do anything.
Yeah, well done, mate.
Good stuff,
well done.
Mate.
All right. And last, sort of not loosely, I'll tell you what, Tom Duday. The Crows. I just want to have a quick whack at this. Have a listen to some of the vernacular coming out
not again.
Of Crowland already. I mean, if you're going to make comment, I want definitive, demonstrative, heartfelt, on the money comments. All right?
Personally, I know that a lot of the boys, just by Snapchats, videos, everything they were putting in the groups, they're all working pretty hard. So I think everyone's pretty motivated to return at a good standard and, saw it out there today.
Tommy.
Pretty motivated.
It was day one of pre-season.
Snapchats, videos.
I mean, didn't we clip someone yesterday?
Vossy.
Yeah,
for just fed a bowler to Port Adelaide. Tom.
Don't say boo.
And went on to say he wants in on the leadership group too.
Tommy, you can't ask for that, mate.
I'm telling you.
Your peers vote for that. The fans just want you to play footy. Be quiet until round one. That's all.
Shut up and train.
Do people say that about us, do you think?
Well, they can't because it's actually a vocal medium. Required to talk. And we're going to talk about cricket next. We've got a question for you. 133353. Should Cricket Australia throw out a gesture of good faith and have cut price prices
for
the cricket on Friday night?
I had no idea it was on.
Me neither. 133353. Should Friday night's one day against South Africa, the day in order, should they throw out a gesture of good faith and give us cut price
$10
deals
to get in.
Something for the
free
kids.
Free pie and pasty for the kids.
Earn back our trust.
That's it.
Yeah, we're away now, Timmy.
There we go. It's Rush Hour, Jars and Louis on Triple M. 104.7, it's Adelaide, Triple M. You've got the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. 133353 is our number.
The Aussies are in the house this Friday night, taking on South Africa in a one day at our beautiful Adelaide Oval, Jar. Calls are out there for everybody. Fans are being urged to attend and get behind the national team. There's a real concern that we will, 15,000 tops?
I think we'll get under 15,000. I think the conditions will be very good for cricket on Friday. We've got our two superstar local boys in Trav Head and Alex Carey.
Yep.
So, we want to get some good numbers down there. But I think the scheduling's poor.
Yep.
And obviously our one-day team is absolutely shite the last 2 years or the last year and a half, Lulu. So I'm really concerned about the crowd numbers on Friday.
Yeah, and we've thrown it out there to the audience and the phones have come through and on Twitter as well. Should Cricket Australia, as an act of good faith, given what's happened, and especially the carnage that has taken place. We lost a captain, a vice-captain, a chairman of the board.
Pat Howe got sacked yesterday, high-performance manager. He's been cleared out.
Another guy went as well. There's been about seven or eight just flick-offs.
Yeah.
Should they, as an act of good faith to the Australian cricketing public,
like
subsidise the tickets or do something for this Friday night to help win back the love and the respect from everybody who loved the game?
And give it, kids for free.
Yep.
Give them a free Subway or and a something. Coke when they, or a drink of water when they go in there. Look after the fans, the custodians of the game.
Nico reckons that's a great call. Let's get to the phone, Jars, and see what people think.
133353 is our number. Tommy from Nan. G'day, Tom.
Hey, how you going, Jars?
Good, brother. What are your thoughts, Tommy?
Mate, I could not agree with you anymore. I've grown up, you know, loving cricket, and just how many people, you know, from the Australian side have left the last few months, it honestly looks like a joke. I think they definitely should get the family in there, bit of discount.
Yeah,
you know,
call.
What else is there to say? Surely everyone else agrees.
I think so. All right, so we've had a captain banned, a vice-captain banned, an opener banned, a coach quit, a CEO retire, a chairman quits, a director quits, and we've got two more that are gone today, a high performance and another key member
marketing.
Of the
marketing,
deal, the TV deal.
Yep.
All right. You know what we are? We're a scorned lover, and we need wooing. We need to be wooed back.
I like
what are you going to do for us to win back our affection? Is that fair call?
Absolutely. Great call. Great call, Caroline. Great call. And Lulu, the other thing, the scheduling, before I go to the next call, the scheduling.
Oh.
Why are we playing one day as in November?
Yep. Kids are still at school. What's your core audience? Dads and kids.
Yeah.
I mean, hello.
Yeah.
No Einstein to work that out. Gone away from a tried and tested formula. What are we getting coming through at the elite end? Absolutely hogwash crap because we don't focus enough. Rod Marsh said it today. We don't focus enough on Shield cricket.
Spot
it's
on.
Too Mickey Mouse.
Play Shield cricket in October, November, leading to the first test. And we're playing one days so they can get them out of the way to go into a five-day test series.
Because their big bash
challenge
has got to
fix. Play one days in January when we're all on school holidays. It's summer.
That's big bash,
people on holiday, big bash.
They're trying to crowd the schedule again. You know what? It's just a cash grab.
Greed.
It's Gordon Gekko.
There you go. What does he say,
Luke? He says greed is good, but not for us. We don't want it.
Alex of Westbourne Park. G'day, mate.
Hey, g'day, boys. Tell them to I'd pay full toad odds to get in, cut the price of the beers, and cut the price of the food. Yep. I'll save more money and feed them I will in a ticket to get in, or do family ticket cheap.
Fair call.
And cut the price of the food, subsidise the food.
Yeah, because that
Alex.
Is the big killer.
Yep,
food. Thanks, Alex. Very nice.
Cricket Australia hire out the Adelaide Oval, don't they?
Because it's owned.
They're saying,
and they've got to pay a fee, and they're trying to get their return.
Oh,
I don't know. I mean, it's got double dipping written all over it, but that's just my opinion. That's business these days, Jars. Unfortunately, the consumer, which is the Australian cricketing public, are the one being asked to touch their toes.
And you and I love our sport.
Yes.
The public love their sport. We're at a lunch today, Farewell KG again.
Yep.
He's had a lot of farewells.
He's had a festivus.
He's ruined tits.
I mean, John Farnham, Kenneth Cunningham.
Another farewell.
Will it ever bloody end? Will it ever end? Like I said in my message, just F off over the other joint and get started. So we can hate you properly.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M. Saturday's Triple M. You got the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie.
Now, family and Lulu, you know I like to share things that I do from day to day in my establishment, right, with Maz and Riley and the three dogs.
I mean, you take us inside jars as well.
I like to dabble in there every
now and
then.
The world of an Adelaide icon, I call it. I think it's fantastic.
Now, I've been wrestling with this issue for a while now, and I thought I need to just talk about it so I can cleanse.
Oh.
I'll need to have this discussion with Maz and the kids and our three beautiful dogs.
Is there trouble in the kingdom?
There is I think after this there may be. After this next.
Because a problem shared is a problem halved.
Well, exactly right. Now, I've just turned my phone off at the minute.
Oh, so this is fresh.
Fresh. This hasn't been discussed inside the kingdom with Maz and the family. Now, wake up time.
Risky stuff.
Wake up time.
Yes.
Now, what's the protocol for a male sculptured athlete like me
elite.
To be woken up by his tribe?
Yeah.
Right? Now, I listen to my body, Lulu. As you know, I earth. I do a lot of nice things to my body to look after it. I've got to calm down here.
No, you're all right. You're okay.
I don't go with my mind. I listen to my body. So my body tells me, Andrew, Andy, lie in another half hour. Lie in another 20 minutes. Maybe lie in another hour I'm not ready.
Does it often say, not the new?
Not the new. I'm not ready to get up, Lou.
I know.
But what I'm against, what I'm up against.
What's happening?
I'll tell you what I'm up against.
Household.
The temple does need to be rested.
Yep.
And I've made a couple of notes.
Yep.
Well, the noise level with inside my establishment, when it's about, say, 7 to 7.30 a.m., is like being at Rowley Park Speedway back in the day.
So the household is stirring around 7 and then going into afternoon band on a grassy lawn delight.
Doors banging.
Oh.
Right?
Hate
doors
that.
Banging.
Hate that.
Cupboards banging.
Yep.
When they want to make a cup of tea.
Yep.
The vacuum cleaner's going on. Snorting. There's farting going on from within the dogs. They're just frothing at the bit to go for their walks at the oval.
And that is
don't
okay.
Don't consider dad.
No. A casual observation, I'd throw it out there.
I need to get this fixed up because otherwise I'll have to find a bunker.
As a casual observer.
An outside
and you,
observer.
And you being the king of your domain.
Yeah.
It would appear to be a very big lack of respect. Happening at the Jarman household. Because if the bear's lying in,
exactly.
Don't poke the bear.
I might be another 20 minutes, but I'll get up.
Yeah.
I'll get up and robe up.
Go about your business.
Yeah.
But just keep it down to a dull roar.
But oh no. Oh no. Riley's getting ready for work and there's doors slamming. There's bloody cupboards getting slammed. I can hear Maz downstairs. Right. I've got dogs farting and sniffing and trying to, Dad, get up. We want to go for our walk.
I already said that. Yeah.
I can't. No, but I'm just trying to. I can't win.
So your house is operating under the very dangerous policy of one up, all up.
You know what?
Yeah, and I don't
and
like
that's,
it.
And that's been locked and loaded since Maz and I got married, because Maz is a sparrow.
Yeah.
She gets up with the sparrows, as you know, Lulu.
Crack of dawn.
Well, I go to sleep with the Draculas.
Yeah, you do.
But I need to just rest up for my day, because as you know, I got a lot on. I'm carrying a lot.
It's a huge workload.
So I just got to get some protocol. What do I go back with
when I sit down with the family this weekend
and nail this subject?
The key thing would be to address straight away as your leader and, you know, as the king of the domain. Look, it's very important that I'm at 100% operating capacity.
You understand me, Luke.
Because, you know, you're bringing in the bacon. You're bringing it home. You're giving it out.
You know,
sharing
mature
it out.
Levels up.
I mean, who do you think built Rome?
Yeah.
These hands and these feet and this great mind,
you know,
and these eyes.
For 30 years.
Built this.
This body, this temple.
Where would you
got
be
bashed.
Without it? So can I not just get a little bit of peace? Not much.
Yeah.
Not asking to be carried around.
No.
Getting waved and cooled down. Dressed in a toga. None of that stuff.
Oh.
Not fed grapes. None of this stuff like Caesar and the dictators were. Just asking for a little lie.
That's it. That's all I ask.
A little
lie. Without any noise.
And robe time.
That's all I need.
So the extreme measures are this. You have to soundproof the room, which I don't think you should have to do.
No, I don't.
You shouldn't have to go sleep elsewhere.
No.
And bunker down.
Not at all.
Because that's your castle.
That's my
down there. You know?
Yeah.
So I think.
Are you with me? Do you understand where I'm?
It's a family gathering.
Right.
So jog it in.
Yeah.
I don't often do this, but I'm
not.
And just say it, I'm right between the eyes, all of them.
Yeah, enough's enough.
I'm going to lay down the law.
I need to lie in when my body tells me. Yeah.
Get yourself
under.
Get a gavel.
Yeah,
right?
Gavel.
So judge's gavel. And just walk in. And just when dinner finishes tonight, and go, oh, by the way, before we all run off and have ourselves a great rest of the week, I just want to pass a new law on the house. Is that Dad will not be disturbed and noise level will be kept to under 30 decibels until I rise. And then bang that bloody thing that hard and say, court dismissed. You're done.
Jar's disturbing people.
Oh.
It's got some audio here.
Is that what's going on?
That's not me. Maz take that?
Is that you talking to the whales?
Triple M. It's a rush hour.
Time to try and give away some cash, Jar. $1,000 up for grabs. Thanks to our very good friends of Automasters. If you've got an issue with your car or just need a good tune-up, go and see the guys. They're everywhere and they'll take care of you nicely like they do us.
Good call, Caro. Let's go to Brody of Parafield Gardens, who's going to play today. G'day, bro.
Hey, boys. How are we?
Good. How's your Wednesday, bro?
Yeah, not too bad. It's coming along nicely.
All right, mate. You've got an Automasters lifeline. You've got 60 seconds and 10 questions. If you can navigate that, we'll give you $1,000.
Sweet as.
Righto, here's Jar. Your time will start at the end of the first question. Good luck.
Okay, Broadster, let's go. Damien Hoff is the curator of which ground?
Adelaide Oval.
Name one South Australian cricketer playing for Australia on Friday night.
Travis Head.
Okay, Geelong midfielder Jordan Murdoch will play for which AFL club next year?
Gold Coast Suns.
Which Melbourne Cup jockey was slapped with a 35 race meeting ban yesterday?
Wow.
Corey Bowman.
Kyle Irvin plays for which NBA club?
Kyrie,
sorry.
Golden State.
Who leads the Virgin Australian Supercars Championship? Used to drive a Volvo.
McLaughlin.
How many Shield matches have the Redbacks won so far this season? One or none?
None.
Which BBL side has South Aussie spin bowler Lloyd Pope signed with?
Sydney Sixers.
Name the former Cricket Australian high performance manager who was sacked yesterday.
Pat Howard.
Which Premier League side currently sits on top of the EPL?
Automasters.
I'll take that.
All right.
He played well.
All right.
Good boy, Brody.
Brody of Perifield Gardens. We'll punch it into the computer. Timmy Pine knows what he's
analyzing
doing. Save
now.
His houses.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Correct.
Oh, stalled. Stalled it. Good effort, though, Broadster. Very nicely done, mate. You got your Hugh Bowman mixed up with Corey. I reckon it's Corey Brown, the jockey. Right. You got your Corey Brown and your Hugh Bowman mixed up. Hugh Bowman got the 35 race meeting.
Naughty
ban.
Boy. He was naughty.
He's the man on winks most of the time. Mm-hmm. Kyrie Irving plays for the Celtics these days, not Golden State.
Kyrie.
And the Automasters used beautifully on question 10, which Premier League side currently sits atop of the EPL table? It's Man City. Fee, you didn't get the chocolates, bro, but for your effort, she gets what, Jar?
He picks up a double pass to Ice House, one of the great Australian bands with special guests, the Sunny Boys, Do Re Mi, Mental as Anything. Louis loves these boys. Glenelg Beach, Sunday, Feb the 10th. Tickets at Ticketmaster, bro.
He's not there.
No worries, Jar and Louis. Thanks, boys.
There he is, bro. So congrats.
Cheers, boys. Thanks for that.
No, it's a little bit flat, but I would be too. No, I'd be flat too, Jar.
Did I say like
no, you're not okay. Flat. No, Brobe was flat. He didn't pick up the chocolates. Hey, up next, we identify the new team that has won the label, Jars. Lovely boys.
And that was a quiz with no name for Automasters. Got a Holden, switch and save at Automasters on your servicing and repairs. Call 1300 Automasters, the Rush Hour, 104.7, Triple M. 104.7, it's Adelaide's Triple M. You got the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis.
Jar, there's a new set of lovely boys in town. And it's not the Adelaide Crows.
No, good, yep.
It's not Port Adelaide.
No.
It's not my boys in the Sydney Swans who held it at times this last football season.
You fessed up. Who are we running with?
We're running with the 36ers. The Adelaide 36ers.
No.
And it's not me who's calling them lovely either. I tell you what, our man Joey, again, has been at them. Remember this time last year?
Yeah.
Said they'd rather wash each other's cars and look after each other's kids.
He did too.
Not prepared to have the tough conversations with each other in the locker room. They were 4-5 at that point.
Yep.
We're 3-5 this year, coming off losses.
Not playing
now
that well.
To New Zealand and Brisbane twice.
Oh, boy.
Had a foul to give on the weekend, didn't give it.
Didn't want to crunch someone.
No. Joey, he's had enough of getting called for all of these unsportsmanlike fouls, but they're not unsportsmanlike. And he says if they're going to get called for it, you might as well get your value and bang for your buck. Here's Joe.
If you don't get unsportsmanlike, get unsportsmanlike. You know, get a good one. We would be leading the league in unsportsmanlike, and I'm telling you, I haven't seen a good hard foul by us yet.
Wow. Gloves are off.
It's a great call.
Brilliant.
If they're going to call you for that stuff, make sure they earn it.
All the other teams do it to us, don't they?
Exactly.
They cross the line.
So.
Well.
Right now, they're the lovely boys.
Oh, no.
It's a tough handle.
I didn't think you'll ever would have said that about
it's a tough handle to
Joey
shake.
Wright in the 36ers.
Yeah, well, Joey didn't want it. But, again, they had a big meeting in the review on Monday. Okay. Went through it, got some home truths out again.
Yeah.
Again.
Too much reliance on your boy.
Oh, Sobes. Yeah, we just got to find a way, the boys. Mm. But Joey's frustration is with this whole social media aspect as well. He goes, athletes nowadays.
Yeah.
And he goes, I think it's a lot to do with social media. Okay. They're so aware of everything around them. They don't want to be critiqued any more than they already are being.
Yep, yep.
So if you go to an extra level, you're going to cop
you're putting yourself
the abuse away from the stadium.
Yep.
And that's easy to understand, but on court,
you
can have split personalities. It doesn't matter. It's white line fever.
Mm.
It's been around for years.
Absolutely.
It's what you got to get.
Andrew Bogart, he's not a nice player.
He's about to go berserk, Bogey. Don't even get
that's
me started
scary
on him.
Me just watching him last few weeks.
The lack of defensive pressure up there. Your man Gazy, second time under the Jackal watch.
Oh, no. He's
at better odds than Winks to win a fourth Cox plate.
So Joey's message to the boys, he don't care if he's got two left on the court.
If they're
going
to call us on that, well, then don't just get one for an ordinary foul.
Mm.
Get one and make sure the opposition know we're around at least and be hard to play against.
Mm.
That's the simple
message.
That's
all he wants,
All right, so as of now,
I like it.
Unfortunately,
like it.
The title of the lovely boys here in SA
is now
at the Adelaide 36ers.
Oh, dear.
It's up to you guys.
We need to go down and have a shoot around too.
Probably not after that comment.
Rush Hour, Triple M.
the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis on Triple M, and here's how it went down yesterday across the nation.
300 to go. It's Finch with a Prince of Aaron on the outside. Rostropovich is running on, and Marmello back to the inside too. A Prince of Aaron at the 200. Marmello wearing it down. Marmello gets up on the inside, and here comes Cross Counter. Cross Counter coming at Marmello. Cross Counter flying. The Blue Army have done it at last. Cross Counter has won the Melbourne Cup.
Yep, Cross Counter won the Melbourne Cup, and Kieran McAvoy was aboard, and the boy from Streaky Bay now has three Melbourne Cups in the swag, and Ruben Dietz were lucky enough to have the great man on this morning, and this really struck me, Jars, this little bit he says here, because it just shows you what great horsemen these jockeys are.
And Cross Counter, he's a horse that I don't know that well. Yesterday was only the second time I sat on him, and you know, looking forward to getting out there and introducing him to the kids. They haven't even met him yet.
Second time ever he's been on the horse.
What a skill.
A couple of days prior for the training run out at Werribee, where they were all based, and then jumped on him in the Melbourne Cup and steered him home.
And the horse knew, I like this jockey. Said, that's what it said to itself. Yeah, I like this young man.
He's a lightweight, and that's what he is.
And the Sheik, the owner of the horse?
Well, I was just trying to do the sums, and there's talk that there should be a statue of Kieran at Streaky Bay, and I couldn't concur more.
I think the Sheik will buy it. I think he'll build one for him.
So here's what I'm thinking. So. Right. Prize money was $4 mil.
Okay.
Jockeys normally get 5%.
Yeah.
So plus ride.
Trainers get
plus
10%.
Ride. So 200K there.
Done.
Normally in the big ones, in the group ones, they sling you an extra five.
Right.
So there's 400.
Okay.
And then that's the first time the Sheik's ever won one. And he's been chasing it for 15 to 18 years. Godolphin.
Has he?
All right. So I think there's a bonus coming there.
Oh.
So I'm guessing.
And this is good.
For those who didn't hear it, he actually promised his wife the day before and she said it on the coverage.
That was lovely.
He said, if I happen to win the cup, I'll buy you a new house.
Down at Streaky Bay.
Oh, don't think it was Streaky Bay. I think it's in Sydney. And I think you're getting a little bit more than you do at Streaky Bay to get there done.
And nothing against the Streaky Bay public.
So at this point, he's probably got 400 in pocket, waiting on the bonus from the Sheik.
Yeah.
I think the Sheik should just go and pick one out.
Just pick one out.
Pick one out and I'll
fund
it.
So I'll fund the statue and I'll fund your new house.
Because
you've just given me,
you've finally got what I've been chasing.
And I might even give you something back in my homeland, like some sort of, you know, a village or a goat.
Or maybe an oil rig. That's where he's made his cash, out of oil.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Wouldn't
I think you've missed the mark. Did I say Sheikh Mohammed the billionaire? I don't think he made his billions out of goats. I don't think he's training stayers and then sending them out to Australia at a massive cost and paying acceptance fees to get into the Melbourne Cup field if he's a sheep and goat farmer from somewhere in the Middle East. Would you agree?
I hope he's not listening.
Oh, I doubt whether he'll be streaming in on this one. It may get back to him. That's a fair call.
Sorry, Sheikh Mohammed. Anyway, what a wonderful, wonderful reward for a wonderful man.
Absolutely.
He's a great South Australian.
It is, and a fair payday. And rightly so.
Wow.
But second time, like getting back to the point I wanted to make, second time on the horse.
That's
500 kilos worth
of
just absolute high-octane muscle. That
brilliant.
So, and a jockey he weighs 49 or 52 kilos, Kieran.
He's a grasshopper.
I mean, when you put weight for weight, I mean, it's a bit like our show. 500 kegs. 52 kegs.
Don't come near me. Get out.
Get the whip out. Charles and Louis, 104.7.
He's trying to ride me.
Triple M. 104.7, it's Adelaide's Triple M. You got the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis.
The one-day circus comes to town Friday night, Adelaide Oval. Everyone from Adelaide Oval, Stadium Management, Cricket Australia, urging everyone to get behind them. Still reckon your idea from the top of the show, Jars, of subsidising some tickets or some food and beverage.
Well, 10 bucks a ticket.
Win back the love.
Get some, absolutely.
Woo the fans back. It's been a tough period for cricket. And according to Test Great and former Chief Selector Rod Marsh, who was on our show not long ago, he reckons we're in all sorts. He said in the Sydney Morning Herald that there are only two current batsmen good enough to make a 100-plus match test career, and they are, wait for it, Steve Smith and Dave Warner.
Oh.
And guess what? They're both out suspended.
They're not playing until next year.
He just feels we have, whatever we've done in the last 10 to 15 years, we have not been able to produce the next generation of stars that have any longevity whatsoever. And he reels off the names, Sean Marsh, Uzi Khawaja, Glenn Maxwell, Mitch Marsh, Joe Burns, Matt Renshaw, Hanscom, Bancroft, everybody's been in and out. Nothing is
set. We can't settle.
Not like the golden era.
No.
Your best eras are when your spots are taken.
Yeah.
And there is no incumbent coming along because that person is doing their job.
Oh, I totally agree with Rod Marsh. Sean Marsh, they've put him number three. They've put him number five. They've put him number six. Yeah. So he doesn't know where he's going. His brother Mitch, there's slight hope for Mitch.
But they've been batting Mitch, who is a genuine all-rounder at four at times.
He's got to bat at six. Yeah. That's where you bat your all-rounder. And Lou, with Mitch Marsh, you know what I'd do with Mitch Marsh? What? Focus on Test cricket.
Yeah.
Don't play the T20s or the one days. We've got to start putting these boys in their brackets where they're strong and solid and where they're going to, you know, like where they're going to grow in their formats.
Yeah.
Don't play that hickety dickety, what, you know, because they're bad habits. They pick up bad habits.
Yeah, the tonk game of the T20s and the Big Bash.
Glenn Maxwell. You know what, mate? You're going to play T20 and you're going to play 50 over cricket. That's it.
Yeah.
You'll never play Test cricket for your country.
Mm.
Now, that's up to him. Because we know Maxi struggles sometimes in Test cricket.
Oh, exactly.
You're with me? And that's what Rod Marsh is saying. You're right, Louis.
Yeah, the lack of depth.
Inconsistent.
And the lack of depth under Smith and Warner. And I think you've hit on it several times on this show. Until we set up Shield cricket again as the great feeder,
Yeah.
And we don't rush everybody in just because someone's had two bad innings.
Yeah.
Let's give them a series. Let's back guys in. You get in the side for a reason.
Mm.
Should be harder to get out than it is to get injured.
Well, that was the
old way. And again, because what you do is you relieve the player of the pressure.
Yeah.
You go, mate, you're right. You've got the summer.
You're not going to get tapped.
Don't worry. Yep. And we'll back you in because you've done the work required to get in.
Yep. Those days are gone.
It's not cut and paste anymore.
No.
It's Band-Aid selection policy. It's driving me insane. And I'm really rapt that Rod Marsh has come out and said
it. Spot on.
He goes, we haven't produced any great players that are going to play 100 tests as batsmen for a decade and a half. Guys are coming in and out of the team a hell of a lot. He goes, the only two capable, Smith and Warner. And the question mark remains over Warner because Justin Langer has a policy of being able to make runs and be a good bloke. And according to all good sources, Dave Warner doesn't fit the second part of that equation.
So we had the Cricket Academy set up here in South Australia for a long period of time, which was led by Rodney Marsh.
I know where we're heading here. Right. I like this.
So all of a sudden, Cricket Australia and the Queensland government hijack it.
Yes.
Or we're going to take it up there. Yeah. Now, when you play on Adelaide Oval, what are you facing? What do you face? Spin.
Yeah.
What
are we hopeless at?
Spin.
Yes.
So what do? We go and shove it up at Queensland.
Can we go a step further? Who's been in charge of this
Greg Chappell
pathway?
Greg Chappell for a period of time.
My cricketing hero growing up, right? Gregory Stephen.
Yep.
But everything he's touched in terms of international cricket.
It's gone a shot.
Coaching and whatever.
Basically, it's gone a shot.
Hasn't worked.
No, it hasn't worked.
Do you know what I mean?
So we haven't produced anyone.
I think whilst we've had this great review of the board in CA, I tell you what, let's look at our talent pathways and the people in charge.
And the programs.
The whole lot.
Strip it right back.
But you know what's worse?
Start again.
We're only recently off the Argus report. Of the whole goddamn thing.
Not another.
It'll be another one. No. I think it's time for ScoMo, the Prime Minister, to call the Royal Commission.
He was having
if we have an ordinary summer, should we have a Royal Commission into the state of cricket in this country?
Yes, absolutely.
To return it just find out exactly what is wrong.
Let's get Rodney Marsh on board. Let's get Warney and Ian Chappell.
Well, let's just get a plan.
Yeah. Because India are going to smash us, mate. I'm telling you now in the Test series. That's scary.
Anyway, Rod Marsh, dire predictions. And I'll tell you what, let's hope he's wrong for everybody's sake.
It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M. The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
A lot of talk about who will replace Mark Taylor, Jar, on the CA board.
Well, there's two positions available to go on the board for Cricket Australia, Lou.
And Tubby, as we know, said it's taken its toll.
He's cooked him.
Because he's tried to play that conduit between the ACA and be the board member and everything else and try and get it right. And he is out and out cooked. And a name that's been thrown around a lot is a man who I think would be fantastic. Mm. And Tubby did say he needs to be someone who's been 7 to 10 years out of the game, played at the highest level, knows exactly how it all works. And that man's name is Simon Cattich. Cat was asked whether he thought he could be the man for the job. Here's what he said.
It's not just coming from the players, and that's where CA have to take this on board, because a lot of it's come from their people at CA, their employees. And that's the hard part about this situation. I think a lot of people forget there's a lot of good people at CA that do their jobs really well. Unfortunately, they've been tarred with the same brush as the hierarchy.
Very well said.
He's absolutely right. Yeah. There are a lot of people caught in the crosshairs here. Mm. But here's Cat explaining why he probably won't take up the offer.
The big thing for me is my young family. I'm already very busy with the roles I've got working overseas with KKR and TKR coaching. And as a result of that, with two young kids, I'm really mindful of how much I take on. Look, I was flattered to be mentioned. In the last 12 months or so, a lot of the commentary was around the MOU and my role with the ACA on that. So from that point of view, you know, yes, I was flattered to be mentioned, but given my circumstances with jobs that I'm doing and then also with the young family, I feel like I've already got well and truly enough on my plate.
Sounds like a definite no, doesn't it?
It's a no-no. Unfortunate. Stuart Clark's put his hand up.
Yeah.
I heard a bit of an interview this morning regarding Stuart Clark, who runs New South Wales cricket.
Yeah, he's a good, astute operator.
He said, look, if give me a call and have a chat. They can't find anyone. They've asked it. They've been ringing around and ex-players have said no.
Well, you know why.
No.
Why no one's not interested? Because you don't know the landscape just yet.
Absolutely.
There's a new man in charge, new CEO. Mm. You don't know how the fallout and the restructuring, what's going to take place after what we've seen from the review.
They don't have a chairman yet.
So if you're sitting back going, do I want to go and work for that organisation? No. I don't even know what it looks like anymore. I don't know what we stand for. I don't know how it's going to work going forward. Mm-hmm. So that role, really important role, because you are I've got a foot in both camps.
Mm.
You've got to wait and see where it all falls.
I can't believe we're talking about this. In Australian cricket has been the benchmark for decades. Oh. Yeah, we've had a little, you know, we've had a little bit of a hit every now and then, but we've bounced back quick, Lou.
Yeah, but you know why we've bounced back quick?
But this is, we're in damage control.
Oh, absolutely. And integrity, again, we're going to get a great look at what South Australians think on Friday night. If they vote with their feet for the one day, whether they do or not, we know our test will always be a success.
Be supportive.
But this bit part stuff.
Yeah, I know, Lee.
This is the big, but what it is, and it's a great reminder, and it's an old football saying, and I think it's true for all sporting clubs.
Yep.
If you don't have the back of house, which is your admin, under control, in order, operating correctly, on field, you can't win.
Takes a hit.
And it's just shown, this report has shown that what has happened, that leadership that was supposed to be there has not been there.
No.
That has been missing in spades. And until we get it sorted, the on-field results won't follow.
No.
They don't correlate. History shows it only correlates when you get your admin side together sorted. Mm. And if I'm somebody awaiting to get onto that board, I'm not going anywhere near it if I'm qualified until I know exactly
what the landscape is,
who I'm dealing with,
yeah,
what they stand for, and where we're going to head and how it starts.
Can I give you two names?
Yes.
Shane Warne and Ian Chappell need to get involved in some capacity.
Well, Chappell should be simply...
They are the best cricket brains I've ever heard.
Chappell should be on the books as a consultant.
Mm.
End of story. Mm. As in, he's, I would imagine, now given that Bradman and everything's passed, he is the godfather of Australian cricket, is he not?
Yes. Right. Ian Chappell is,
So anytime you need to talk something out, it's Chappell.
Go and talk to him.
And then Warne is your other one who, despite what everyone thinks from the playboy angle, has got great IP when
the
it comes,
great cricket
comes,
brains
and
going
and
around.
An IQ. Yeah. So there you think tech
that's
guys.
What we need.
But we're reluctant to bring people in like that because we want people full timers. Yeah. You use the expertise that is already sitting around. Mm. That is it. That's got experience. Yep. Like Chappell's thought on culture on the weekend on Wide World of Sports starts when you're a little kid, and it goes up into grade cricket. Then it starts at grade cricket when the old boys make sure you do the right thing. Mm. You sit and you be quiet. Then you make your state, you earn your stripes.
Yep.
Then you make the Australian team, you earn your stripes.
Make Sheffield Shield a priority again now. Get it back to where it should be because that's the blueprint.
Oh, it certainly is. But let's hope we can sort it out off the pitch so we can get it right on the pitch.
No, well said. Well said.
Well, mate, we are done and dusted.
Well done. Good for a Wednesday.
If you missed it, the lovely boys now live down at Titanium Arena, the Adelaide 36ers.
Yeah.
I'm just putting a label on what Joey's talking about. That's all I'm doing.
All right.
Do you want me to go for a shoot around? Jars is on his own.
No, I'm just going to ring Marion.
Oh, yeah, you're in strife too. Good luck in the kingdom tonight.